Hello, Dana.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Happy Library Week.
Thank you. We always like to celebrate big things with you guys, too. Yeah. So glad to be here.
Are we exchanging presents? What does someone do for Library Week? Read a book, right?
Read a book. We are doing all kinds of fun stuff for the week. So
good.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about a couple of things before we get into activities. So much talk with this election coming up about library, new library. What do you think of the library? What's your stance on the library? Do you like all the conversations?
We love the conversations. We're just happy to have the library in people's minds, have people thinking about it and talking about it. And so that's the most important thing to us. We know that not every comment's going to be positive, but that's okay. That's just life and how things are. But just happy to have people thinking about it and hopefully moving forward with some new ideas and new progress. So,
but everybody's for a library, right? I mean, everybody thinks a library is a good thing, or we hope so, I guess.
We hope so, yeah. We try to keep doing good things and putting out positive energy and positive programs into the community. So,
well, you guys got a great crew down there. Every time I'm in, everybody's so pleasant and nice. And when I see them in the community too, you must be pretty proud of your team.
I am. We do really have a great team. And I hear that when I'm out and about. I hear that all the time, just compliments about how great they are, how great the customer service is, and I am very proud of them, and it's a great team to be on.
Well, what are we doing to celebrate Library Week? I'm sure you have some fun stuff.
So the theme this year is Drawn to the Library, so we tried to play on that quite a bit. Throughout the whole month, we're doing a promotion called Drawn to the Library, so if anyone would like to donate $5 or more to the library, we're happy to take those donations. That's going to the Library Foundation. And so if you feel drawn to the library, you are welcome to do that donation. And you can put your name up on our window and you get a coupon for the Friends of the Library book sales. So that's going all month long. And then another way that we're doing Drawn to the Library, on Friday, April 11th, we're doing a competition for adults called Double Dare Draw. So it's a Pictionary-style competition for adults. And we're doing teams of two. So Jeremy helped with this. And of course, with Jeremy's style, he made everything bracket. It's all brackets. So double elimination, Pictionary.
I love that Jeremy is at the library because he can maybe bring some things that aren't on your mind or the rest of the staff's mind. So he's a good balance.
Yes. We like to say we put the aces in their places at the library. And so we love to just play off of people's strengths and interests. So it's been a lot of fun.
When's the last time you played a game like Pictionary?
I'm a big game player. I love doing that kind of stuff. Pictionary, it's been a little while, but
Pictionary can test the friendship of two people, though, sometimes. I hope things stay civil, you know?
Yeah. It should be a lot of fun, though. There is a $10 registration fee for the team, but we will be serving pizza that night, and there are prizes for the winners, so that should be a lot of fun. Registration is required for that.
And am I correct if I say there's some Election Day stuff going on today at the library?
Yeah, the Friends of the Library are going to be serving coffee all day today, just as a thank you to the community, and we just hope that if you are voting, if you want to stop over, you can get a cup of coffee courtesy of the Friends of the Library, and while you're there, you can just look around, check out what we have going on.
And then, do people have to wear gloves when they're eating at the library? I didn't think that food was allowed. And guys are doing competitions and having food? It's a fun place.
Yeah, it is. We do allow drinks in the library as long as they have lids on them. And you can't have food or drink by the computers. But as long as you're at the tables, you can have some snacks. So,
have you had to ask anybody to hush lately at the library?
No, not really. You know, libraries are not as quiet as they used to be. We like to see the activity and the life and the vibrancy there. But we understand that there are people that do want that quiet space. So we try to provide that too. You know, there are times that we get a little out of hand, but we try to keep that under control.
That's all the staff when it gets out of
hand. Usually it's staff. Yep.
Well, these are some good things. What else is happening for Library Week and in the near future?
On Saturday, April 12th, we're going to be showing a film called Free for All, the Public Library. It's actually a PBS and Indie Lens pop-up documentary. They're going to be debuting that on PBS on April 29th, so we actually get a sneak peek at the library. And that's at 2 o'clock on Saturday, and then that will be followed by a short discussion. We're going to have a representative from the Friends group, the foundation, and the board, and they'll just kind of give a little overview of what they do on each of those boards. So that should be a really interesting film, and it just kind of talks about how public libraries have helped shape our country over the years.
Dana Schmidt is in. It's Library Week at the Yankton Community Library. So libraries all across the nation are celebrating along with you.
Yep, it's a national celebration. It's been going on for years. I don't have it in front of me how long, but it's been a long time. And that on top of all the other fun stuff that we always have going on, just we hope that you stop in at the library and help us celebrate.
When you go on vacation or you go away, do you just feel compelled to check out another town's library?
Always. Yep. Here's another Jeremy fact for you. Jeremy made a staff bingo card for us this year. So we're trying to compete to see who gets bingo first. But two of the squares on there, one is to visit a South Dakota library we haven't been to before, and one is to visit a Nebraska library we haven't been to before. So I think it's something that a lot of librarians do, but we have been issued the challenge this year to visit some new ones. So,
not counting your own, what's your favorite library that you've ever been in?
I would say one of my favorites is in West Des Moines, Iowa. It's very beautiful. They have also a very beautiful area outside with a water feature and sculptures and stuff, but really cool kids area. And their story time room, they have a little miniature door too, so the kids can go through their own kid-sized door. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I always ask you a couple other things real quick to wrap up. What are you reading these days?
I'm reading lots of kids' books.
You're reading to somebody then.
I'm reading to
which leads
somebody.
Me to my next question. How's Isaac?
He is great, and he is so full of energy. I kind of joke that he's an old man in a little boy's body because of some of the things that he says. The other day, I zipped up his jacket. He zipped it back down a little bit and said he didn't want it to get caught in his beard. So I don't know. He's always got something that throws me off track a little bit. But he's
I imagine a librarian's boy has got quite an imagination, so yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Anything else in closing?
I don't think so. Just I hope you stop in. I do want to say, though, we had fun with March Meowness. People could pay for their fines and late fees with pictures of cats. And so that was really a lot of fun to do and to see. Lots of people were excited and surprised by that because it was something out of the ordinary. But it was really great to see that and just get people back into the library, getting their library cards active again and getting new library cards. So we had a lot of fun with that. It's a one-time thing. We're not planning to do it every year, but it was a great experience for us.